The Red Sox win it 8-3, and what another night for Jaron Duran. He hit his 10th home run, his 100th hit, and 433 feet to right center. Jaron, they really crushed that ball.
Yeah, I mean, Rob was giving me crap because I was sprinting around the bases even though it was really gone. I just, watching the big dogs hit in BP, I'm like, damn, this park's big, so I'm going to be run everything out, and of course it left the yard.
Jared, I saw a note when you hit that for your 100th hit, 10th homer. You got 10 triples and 20 bags. You realize you're the first American League player to ever have those numbers before the All-Star break?
I didn't know that.
Well, now you are, man. And it's just,
Impressive. It's impressive.
It is. And I was talking about how some guys love to turn the calendar, right, after a bad month, after the June you had, you probably didn't want to. But here you are tonight launching 433 just sort of keep it going, right? You've been consistent.
Yeah, I know. I mean, honestly, I try not to look at the numbers, you know. I mean, I'm all about the guys, and you guys know that. But, you know, it always feels good to have a good month and help the team win, because that's the most important thing.
Well, certainly the extra base hits from a leadoff spot are so important. When you combine that with 21 steals, 43 extra base hits. And a lot of that's because you do run so hard, even if you do hit it 433 feet.
Yeah, I could just feel all my coaches growing up and my dad in the back of my head if I don't run hard. So it kind of motivates me to run every ball out. So,
you know, Jaron, I want to ask you about the guy that hits ninth for you, Rafaelis, 44th RBI. It's another homer, nine home runs. Like, what have you worked with him in the outfield? He moves into shortstop. What have you seen from him for 3 months?
Yeah, I mean, since spring training, first meeting him, I was like, this guy's a hard worker, man. This guy comes in every single day and busts his butt. I mean, like today, it was a special day. Like, he came in, did ground balls, and then he came to the outfield and he goes, hey, I'm going to shag with you. I said, hell yeah, bro. Like, like, the guy's starting at shortstop, but he wants to come and shag in the outfield with me in center field. Like, that, you don't see that every day. And for him to come out and do that, that's just so smart and such a big deal. Like, he's such a young guy, but acts like a vet, and I love it.
You know, we saw two balls, so one that the center fielder Chisholm brought back, and De La Cruz almost caught that home run. That fence, about 8 feet high, that makes for some excitement, huh, for outfielders.
Yeah, I was talking to John Jay before, and he was talking about the left field. It gets interesting over there because it is a big ballpark, and it makes it easy for guys to go up and get it. So,
hey, I was a little bit concerned there in that ninth inning on that ball in left center. Now, I don't need you and Tyler running into one another. That'd be a serious collision. Looked like you wanted it all the way, though.
Yeah, I had a really good jump. Like, I read the pitch, and I took off, and I called it, and then I realized, I was like, oh, my God, I'm in T.O. land right here. And I looked at him, I was like, I'm sorry, and he goes, you know how T.O. He goes, nah, big dog, you call it, you want it, you take it.
Yeah, and he's a gold glover, too. And
Two-time, baby.
Right. Yep.
How about Crawford, 79% strikes?
Dude, that guy's a dog, man. I love seeing him on the mound. He's always ready to go, man. Like, that's what I love about him, man. He's a competitor. Either if he has it or he doesn't, he's going to go up there and give you his best.
Well, we'd love to see you get 200 hits. That's certainly you want to play every day. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Jaron.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Jaron Duran.